You said something interesting yesterday that President Rani, now, even though a very modern, open person, Western studies, is under a certain pressure to allow conservative academia and madrasas. Can you tell about this?
Yes. As you said, President Ashraf Ghani, a Western studied, educated person, so it is good in terms of foreign relation and foreign policy of the country. But in terms of domestic issue, he has some problems because he just know the international relation or the culture of the international, especially the Western country, do not understand what's happening inside the Afghanistan, so what is good for the benefit for the future of Afghanistan. Because of this, he felt himself under the pressure of hardline people, so he is half a collision with the hardline people. Most of the extremist religions like Kashaf or somewhere else have a close relation to him. Practically, it will produce lots of soldiers for the hardline and extremist group like Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Daesh, because the people which have in contact with, close contact to the president, they support such kind of idea. They support the idea of jihad against all the world. They put their own influence in the academic circles, in the faculties, in the universities, in the curriculum. In the education ministry, a great part of the education ministry controlled under the leadership of such kind of people. So it would lead to produce extremism, to support extremism in Afghanistan, unfortunately.
So the international efforts for 15 years were useless, or is that a reaction to too much influence from the West?
It is not a of course, in some extent, we can say that it's a reaction. But unfortunately, the international stakeholders of Afghanistan do not pay more attention in such fields. They have not any, culturally, I mean, any close relation to culture of Afghanistan. Which part of this culture should be promoted? If we have a good academic centers to study religion with a critical approach, it will lead to a good situation. But unfortunately, we just have the religious institution, Council of the Ulamas, but not any academic studies about the religion, about the culture, about the rule of the Sufi. Maybe in Germany you can find many books to analyze the Sufi traditions in Islamic world, even in Afghanistan or in somewhere else, in Maulana, but we cannot find anything about Maulana or even in the academic circles in Kabul University or somewhere else. It means that we have no policy against the extremism. Unfortunately, it is, I think, a danger. I cannot say what's happened, but of course, I'm with full concern about it.
Who is the biggest threat to Afghan religion / culture, Iran or Saudi Arabia?
Both of them. Both of them has their own influence upon Afghanistan. The two countries you mentioned have the program of politicization of the religion. But there is not enough domestic trend to depoliticization, to try to depoliticize the religion, to try to regain or revival the old tradition of religion. You know, more than 1,000 years the people of Afghanistan are Muslim. So why they are fighting right now for the religion? If we try to depoliticize the religion, it would be one solution. But it needs support, it needs policy. If we fight against terrorism, first of all, we should fight against the software. We provide software and idea for terrorism, so it is a contradiction.
You teach at Ibn Sina University, a private university you have co-founded. What is the perception of the young generation, and in how far is the religious fight and debate in Afghanistan also a generation fight?
We can say just that there is two, three important facts that we should consider. First, there is not a mainstream of young generation thought that they are thinking about religion or politics, something like this. And the second fact is that they have some confusion about the situation right now. They feel the problems. somebody should explain what's the relation between religion and fighting. Our fathers were Muslim, but they do not fighting against the world. Why we are just by fighting against the world become Muslim? If we leave fighting, we are non-Muslim. What's happened? They want to somebody to explain.
What do you tell them? Is Islam and democracy conciliable, and in how far?
At least theologically, there is no obstacles to have a democratic Muslim society. But it is not just in terms of theory. Theoretically, maybe it is possible. But we should go to our history, what's happened, and what's the historical obstacles of establishment democracy in Afghanistan. It is not enough to say that there is no contradiction between religion and democracy in Afghanistan. It is also a cliche. It is not good to, cannot solve the problem. In social media like Facebook, there is some debates in terms of religion, but in print media and also in TV channels, there is not enough debate about the situation of religion, about what the religious scholars or ulama they do. I think the first, it is a good step to reflect what's currently happening in Afghanistan. It is good.
Talking of hope, a lot of young people from the university you are the co-founder and teacher of are leaving abroad. What is the motivation for young people to leave these days, perhaps also in a cultural context?
No one exchange a real thing to another one. No one put something new, bring a kind of debate. So it means that culturally it is boring for most of them. When someone try to leave their country, and means that they're looking for another cultural space, it is a few, but not much.
It is also a general rejection of authorities.
Of course. The government has not paid more attention in this field. So also, this is a reason for abroading the countries.
Your vision of a modern Islam would allow for changing your religion?
Of course, both branch of Islam, Shia and Sunni, have consensus that it is not allowed to change the religion. But historically, it has not enough argument and logical basic to bind the people to not change their idea. Because we have many verses in the Quran and even tradition of the prophets to emphasize that everybody has the freedom to choose their own idea, their own belief. So it is something contradiction. We cannot find in the Quran any reason to kill somebody who changed his religion. But we have a few traditions of the prophet which refer to this. But I believe that when we have no any Quranic argument about killing the people who change their religion, so no need to pursue them, no need to kill them, I think.
You are now currently on a trip through Europe, European countries. How do you perceive Christian religion?
First of all, let me emphasize that Christianity, Jewish and Muslim, they are three branches of just one tradition, the Abrahamic tradition, which mentioned in the Quran and also in the Hebrew tradition, in the Torah. The Abraham is the father of this three religion. So culturally and traditionally, Islam and Christianity are belongs to the same tradition. They are part of each other in the Quran more than any other prophets. We call Moses, Jesus, the Christ, and Mary. Mary mentioned many times in the Quran. So we are close culturally and religious to each other. For example, I mentioned in my book, there is no cultural relation between Islam and Confucianism in the China, or Taoism, or Buddhism, or Hinduism. The Far East religion has no relation. We belongs to the same tradition. But unfortunately, in current and contemporary West, I think there is not enough information, real and trustable information about Islam and about religion. Of course, many...
What would you wish that there would be?
I wish they pay more attention. Even critically, no problem, with sympathy and for mutual understanding. For example, It is not enough to have just English or French or German translation of the Quran. I saw some encyclopedia of Quran which published in Leiden. I saw it is a good, great and important works, but it is not enough, I think.
Do you think a problem is also that Westerners with their Christian religion approach Islamic cultures with a sense of superiority?
Maybe, but not from religious point of view. It has, I think, political aspects. You cannot reject the domination. Of course, supremacy is important to kind of hegemony, because in politics, you need to have hegemony. So because of this, maybe you use the religion as an instrument. But as I know, the Christian itself has no superiority over the other religions. And I think the relation with Islam is not very bad. After the Second Vatican meeting in 1962, formally the Catholic Christianity accepted Islam as a monotheistic religion. So it is an achievement. It is good for a coexisting relation. But maybe in terms of politics, we have some problems. But theoretically, there is no conflict or problems in terms of culture. But politics can play their own roles. The right-wing people also play their own roles. There is a kind of a European centrism trend in the Europe. So the relation between Islam and Christianity is not just a religious relation, also a cultural and political and economical. And many people are involved because of this. It is more complex.
Ali Amiri, thank you for these answers.